had a few comments on the last great day. Really appreciated Ben's sermonette, and I just wanted to please allow me to just say a few words. As Ben said, it's a stupendous day. It's a richly significant and meaningful day. I don't want to necessarily repeat anything that Ben said, but some brethren now refer to this day as the eighth day, and that, you know, that's fine. I don't have a hard time with that. And some of the brethren feel that the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles is the one that Jesus is talking about in John chapter 7, verse 37. Now, I'm not going to argue the points or anything like that, but I just want to tell you, I'm not convinced. I've been through the arguments. I'm really not convinced. So why? And more than one reason, just one reason really, but it's like Ben said, Jesus refers to that great day of the feast, that great day, and the Greek word is megas, great day. And I'm not really sure how the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles is any greater than the six preceding days. All of the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles certainly are wonderful, and they're true highlights. Every single one of them are highlights in the church's year, and certainly so will be the antitypes in the millennium. If you think about it, if the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles picture the 1,000 years of the millennium, then each Feast of Tabernacles day pictures 1,000 divided by 7, comes out at about just under 143 years of the millennium. I'm not really sure that the final 143 years of the millennium will be any greater than the preceding 857 years. I'm not convinced of that. But what I am certain of, because God's word says so, is that the time and events pictured by the last great day are truly great. Concentrate on that word great for a minute. Even greater than those pictured by the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. They're fantastic. They're fantastic things that we picture through the Feast of Tabernacles. But the last great day pictures something even more wonderful. And that's what Ben was talking about today. I'll just run through them quickly. What does this day picture? Ben, you know, said most of these. I'm not going to read the scriptures out. The final and total end of the line for Satan and his demons. Is that great or what? That's great. That's going to be great. The second resurrection. The resurrection of the rest of the dead. Some of your loved ones, some of my loved ones. We're looking forward to that. Is that great? That's great. Ben talked about the great white throne judgment period. The great white throne judgment period. Again, the Greek word is megas, in which all who've never had the opportunity to know God and his way of life will have that opportunity. This is not the sermon, by the way. These are just a couple of comments. The pouring out of God's Holy Spirit on all flesh, that's mentioned in Acts 2 and Joel chapter 2 as well. On all flesh, not just, you know, there's going to be probably millions or billions in the millennium, but all flesh, billions who are going to be resurrected at that time. We know that part of the last great day, the sad part, is that God is going to have to deal in a loving but merciful way with those who will have rejected their opportunities and will have rejected God's way of life. And again, what Ben mentioned there as well, the end of all sorrow, all crying, all tears, all pain, and all death. The end of that. That is great. The new heaven and earth, the holy city that we heard on the music there, the New Jerusalem. I was kind of interested by that Ben picked up on. No more sea. I guess there's no more sea, there's no more cruises. Most of that is not. I was thinking about it this morning. I walked down to the beach there and I looked out at the Pacific Ocean there, and it's just hard to comprehend when you see that, what we think of as eternal sea rolling in for generations and generations and years and centuries and millennia, that's going to end. It's amazing. You know, even all you have to do is open one of these windows and you can hear the roar of the ocean out there, and that's going to be amazing. The new heavens, the new earth, the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coupled with or complete with God's real tabernacle. You know, the one that the tent tabernacle must have been beautiful. The stone temples must have been beautiful, but the real one, and we're going to see it. It's going to be brought to us. And then the very greatest of the great events. Please just turn quickly to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 3. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 3. And I heard a great, Greek word is megas again, a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men." You know, we probably won't be men, by then, but say previous men or whatever. "And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." God himself, God the Father, is going to be with us, brethren. And like Ben says, he's looking forward to it. What a great, great thing. That is the greatest of great events. What then? A wonderful eternity beyond, of which we can only dream. We can only dream about how truly great it will be. I just wanted to make those comments. I wanted to build on what Ben said there, that this is a stupendous day. It is a fantastic day. And don't let it go by just, like Ben said, just thinking, "Oh, I'm looking forward to getting home," or, you know, "What time I got to leave in the morning." Yeah. It is a truly great day.